One day of singing.
Fly me to the moon.
2 months of singing.
Fly me to the moon.
3 years of singing.
Fly me to the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Singing challenge, let's go.
Teenager therapy, because we have problems too.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Mark.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Isaac.
And welcome back to the podcast. This episode is a little different. Kind of excited for it. So this episode is actually brought to you by Better, BETR.com, and they're giving us access and an exclusive look at a game they're developing before they release it to the public. It's called Real Talk the Game. If you want to like play it and test it out for yourselves, go to realtalkthegame.com, or you could tag them on Instagram when you play at Real Talk the Game. So pretty cool, kind of excited. It's online. It's a card game basically. So here's how you play. So there's three different levels, right? There's level one, house party. There's level two, third date. And there's level three, date night. And each level has cards that are at a different level of intimacy.
It is late night, not date night.
Oh, late night. Did I say date night?
Yeah,
oh my god, bro. I can't even read. So basically it's a game about reflection. You can play with a friend, a group, or yourself. Yeah. So let's just start it. It's pretty self explanatory. Okay. We'll start with level one, house party.
Oh my god.
Party. Wait, in our own.
Yeah,
Are we going in this order?
Whoever wants to answer first.
Not everyone has to answer, but you can skip if you want.
If you have an answer, just say it.
Yeah, if you have an answer, you can say it, I guess.
Look at that. I mean, red house party.
Yeah.
If you don't want to answer.
Level one, house party. What are you most grateful for?
My mom.
I was gonna say the same thing.
I love my mom.
Yep.
She's probably never gonna listen to this, but I love you, mom.
There's a lot of things.
Talking about you.
A lot of sacrifices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. What's the last movie or TV show that made you cry?
Oh.
Twilight.
Oh my god.
Specifically, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
That's all she watches.
No, I just rewatched it because it's on Amazon Prime now.
Oh,
so I was like, I'm gonna take advantage of this.
I think it was probably 13 Reasons Why. Like the season finale, like just really broke me. Oh. Like it just broke my heart.
Yeah, I think that's the same for me. The last time I cried about a show.
You cried on that one?
Yeah.
Bro, were you with Tommy?
It was that sad? Like, what?
I thought
it was sad. I was really like, oh my god.
That's crazy.
Somebody dies, huh?
I cannot believe it.
A lot of people
die.
I'll
be participating in spoiler talk. What is the biggest risk you've ever taken?
With coming out to my parents' viewing?
Yeah, that's a pretty big risk.
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
I mean, I think starting the podcast was a pretty big risk. It was like a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, I remember everyone told me, like, don't spend that much money. We don't even know if we're going to be successful. So I bought, like, everything, like, episode. So I think that was a pretty big risk.
It came through. Mm-hmm.
All right. What did you used to hate but now love?
Oh, I used to hate vegetables.
Thank you, Mark. Your vulnerability.
I know. Hey, I'm opening up, and y'all were...
I feel you, Mark. It's okay.
Thank you.
I used to hate vegetables. Nah,
yeah, I love vegetables now, bro. Like broccoli.
Oh my god, broccoli.
I used to hate baby carrots. Like I would like avoid vegetables at cost.
You just gotta.
No,
speak.
They're good, girl.
I don't like carrots.
What?
I like grilled.
I eat it raw now.
Like they taste.
It has to be like cooked.
How about you, Joe?
Books and indie music and alternative music, I think.
This shit annoys me.
What happened?
I know.
It just annoys me because I remember, like, I was what you would call, like...
You're an indie boy.
I don't know what year it was, but remember that era when everyone would call each other Tumblr.
When he took aesthetic pictures. Yeah.
It was the word for aesthetic before, you know, aesthetic was a thing. Uh-huh. It was Tumblr.
Yeah.
Back in middle school. Everyone would call me Tumblr and, you know, all that. And I was really into like alternative music. Like, yeah.
Give an example of an artist.
Tim and Paula.
They weren't really a thing, but like, I really liked Grimes before like her song Oblivion.
Oh, for real?
I really liked her.
Oh, that's cool.
I liked Cage the Elephant. I don't know if he would be considered one.
I don't know him.
I think so.
I was really into him.
Okay.
He's 21 indie. Pilots was like very small at the time.
Wait, who? 21 Pilots?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was into them too. Uh-huh. I don't know. There's just a bunch of artists that I don't really listen to anymore. But
yeah.
Zella Day. I don't know if that's considered an indie artist, but I don't know.
Word? Okay.
Yeah, it's somewhere there. But it's just annoying because I showed Gael my music. Like, I was so into it. And then he would, like, clown on it all the time. He's like, this is so boring. Like,
Joe.
This song sucks. Like, but now...
You said that?
Is my music tastes like 3 years ago, dude. Like,
You're ahead of your time.
Yeah, you were just ahead of it, bro.
Yeah, you're just ahead of it.
Barely catching up.
Uh-huh. Where was the appreciation?
It's okay. He appreciates you right now.
You're a slightly different vibe.
He still does it.
Oh, come on, bro. I was trying to help you, but... Okay.
Damn it. Okay. What's the hardest part of your job? Oh, I guess this is our job.
Is this our job?
Mm-hmm. Balancing both school and the podcast. Because I remember during school... Like, everyone would always be too busy with everything else.
Or, like, right after school, we'd, like, walk here and then just do it and then go.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, like, keeping it a secret. Keeping it a secret, yeah, from my parents.
They don't know about the podcast.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, you guys did that before.
Oh.
In the past, I had to, like, make up crazy
excuses. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, going to L.A., I don't know, I forgot what I said, but, like, going to L.A. and then lying about it. That was scary.
Easier over time.
Yeah, over time. But at the beginning,
you're more creative. You work your muscles.
Yeah. I think mine would be like, especially in the beginning, it would be like keeping a social media presence. You know,
true.
Like, I was never one to be like posting like every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
and look at you now.
Not yet. Really. But I would say that's the hardest part for me.
I think the hardest part, actually, would probably just be, like, being comfortable with showing myself online because...
Yeah.
No, because for the most part, I am pretty comfortable, but there's a lot of things, like, I can't share because of, like, legal reasons and, like, just, you know, other stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel you. Like, for me, like, I'm still uncomfortable with it. I don't know. It's just so hard to just, like, just show, like, a lot of things online. And then so many people see it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think the hardest part is managing the work and also like the dynamic. Since I'm kind of like in charge of a lot of things, it makes a weird power dynamic, which means now I have to like, because no one, like, when you're in a club or something, no one likes, like, that one person that's like, hey, Thomas, have you done this yet? Like, sorry to bother, but, like, it's been late for, like, 3 weeks now. So, I think that's the hardest part to manage is keeping, like, the same level of, like, you know, the same dynamic without, like, feeling like one person's, like, in charge of people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only natural.
Yeah, that's what's so stupid. Yeah, I think it's unavoidable.
Yep.
Let's skip that one. This is one. What makes a good friend? Do you qualify?
Be honest. Them being honest. That's all I could ask for. Just be honest. What?
Honesty?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying honesty.
I was like,
no.
I was like, to be honest and then add on or something.
Oh, no. Like, for me, a good friend, you just have to be honest. Like, if you don't want to hang out with me, just say it. Because, like, it just relieves a lot of tension and all that, like, hidden feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody I'm comfortable around, like, I don't really have to, like filter myself or anything. Like, I could just say whatever.
What Kayla said, because there's a lot of people that you have to, like, be careful around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just someone that can make me laugh and, like, I don't have to feel weird around them, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's, like, someone that's genuine, not very, like, overly judgmental.
Yeah.
But the second part that no one answered, do you guys think you qualify for what you guys said?
Oh,
no.
Same, I don't know.
I mean, I have pretty small circles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not like I'm friends with everyone. You know, yeah. I'm nice to everyone. Qualify? What do you mean?
Like, are you what you want in someone else?
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm a fun person.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Isaac, what about you?
For me, I feel like I can be judgmental at times, even though I don't want people to be judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I think a good friend is someone that has a positive outlook on situations and can make like the best out of anything. I think that makes it really easy to hang out with someone. Do I qualify? I'd say so. I'd say I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Thank you.
You are positive.
Nice. Very positive.
Thank you. But level two.
What's level two?
The third date.
We haven't even been on the first date.
I know. Okay.
We just went to a house party together.
Yo, this is moving too fast, man. Too fast.
Okay. All right. Do you miss anyone right now? Do you think they miss you too?
Damn. Why is it so loud?
It's a sign. Claim it.
No!
I claim this.
I claim this.
369 rule.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think I miss someone. Do you think they miss you too? I don't know. I mean, it's a guess, right? Like, I would hope so, but I do not know.
Yeah, I do miss somebody right now. I honestly don't know if they miss me though. I think they do. I hope they do.
Yeah, I miss somebody. And I especially miss the times with that person.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Yeah. So like.
Right?
Yeah. So like.
It just feels like things changed all of a sudden.
For real. And you can't do anything about it.
Or like I've tried to do something about it, but like to some extent, I'm just like, okay, I'm done. You know.
Yeah.
If they want to try, then they can try.
Uh-huh.
Are you as close with your family as you'd like?
No, because, you know, like, my mom and I, like, we get along and stuff, but my dad, like, we say hi to each other, but we don't really ever talk because he's always busy doing something. And I feel like my older brother and my younger brother, like, they have a much closer bond because they have so much, like, interests and they share a lot of things in common and like I don't know. And then I'm just here in my own room and like, you know, yeah. Like there's not really much for me to talk to them about,
right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it could be closer.
You go first.
No, ladies first.
No, really, right. I need to think about it more.
I'm really close to my cousins, so I'm really happy about that. We grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, we got closer. Like I'm at a point where I can tell her pretty much anything, and then she could do the same. So I really appreciate that. And then there's some family members that know I'm here, and I know that they're here. But like it's cool like that, you know. Like you don't have to be close like that,
yeah.
Right?
Like it's okay.
You know what's funny? Like I think when you feel like you can't tell your parents something,
yeah.
That feeling just goes away if you just like take the first steps. Just
for
do
real,
it.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
all you have to do. The reason
yeah,
you
I feel
like
that's what I did too.
Do
yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. But the person that I'm not as close as I want to be is my uncle,
mm-hmm.
because with me and my uncle, it has like that little dynamic where he's the superior one and I'm the one that's like down here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on equal mm-hmm. ground. That's how I see it. So I can't be like. Really friendly with him because like that would be out of line.
Yeah.
It'll be weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure he tried to at some point, but like I just never really like opened up like that. I mean, I still appreciate him as an uncle because like he really took care of me when I was young. So I love him, right? But we're just not at that point to be as friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm like somewhat close with my family. Like I talk to them every day, but my mom, I'm really close with. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's my mom. My dad is like, it's like whatever. It's not like horrible, but it's not like the same with my mom. yeah, like, I guess you could say I'm close. Not really. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes I'm just like, what am I doing here?
But, yeah. Oh, to be in a white family. Stop. You imagine me like, mom, dad.
Story house. Oh my god.
Gael.
Yeah, mom. Okay, honey.
Hey, check out what they said in the group chat.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Family group chats. People have those. Oh my god.
No way.
I guess my version of that is like the WhatsApp. El WhatsApp.
Yeah, the WhatsApp.
I don't have that. No.
I don't know either.
Well, I would say that, you know, I'm close with my mom. Like, we have a good relationship, but I think what I'm missing is affection, because I'm not very affectionate, you know? Like, I have to think about it before I'm like, I love you so much, mom. I have to practice how I'm going to say it. And then even afterwards, I'm like, I fucked up.
She doesn't know how much.
Yeah, like, she doesn't know how much, but I wish she knew. Yeah. But yeah.
For me, like, I'm really close with my mom, and like, I'm good at being affectionate, but for my siblings, I always find it so hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. Like, I love them so much. Like, they do so much for me, especially since they're like my older siblings. But I just wish I could show them, like, sometimes they feel like I'm ignoring them when they come over or shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not.
Like, with my mom, I'm, like, super affectionate. Like, I'll hug her, we'll cuddle, like,
together. I love you, mom.
And it's, like, I don't have to think about it with my mom, but, like, with my siblings, it's just so weird.
Yeah.
I want to give them a hug.
Yeah.
I understand why, like, dads try to buy your love. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I appreciate it sometimes. Yeah.
Good work. All right, before the next question, I want to remind you that the episode is brought to you by Better. Better, which is spelled B-E-T-R, is a digital media company that creates, like, uplifting stories that helps people move forward in life with hope, confidence, and acceptance, mostly for Gen Z. I personally really like Better because they have, like, really good articles. I mean, they have articles on, like, book lists, how to be productive, coping with loneliness, and, like, a ton of others are, like, really good. Honestly, I enjoy reading them. I think you should definitely check it out. So if you want to, like, go and see what they do, go to livebetter.com. So that's livebetr.com. Or, you know, you could watch videos on YouTube in their Better Media channel or on Instagram and Twitter at Better, which is at B-E-T-R, for, you know, some really helpful stuff. And thanks again, Better, for sponsoring this episode. What do you judge people for? Why does it matter to you?
Wait, what?
Like, when I first meet them, or actually?
It just says, what do you judge other people for? Why does it matter to you?
Oh, wow.
Oh, a big one is how they treat, like, other people when they're mad. Because, like, sometimes when people are mad, like, they can, like, get carried away, or, like, they could say something that's, like, really disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
And that just shows, like, they've probably been thinking about that the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Little clap, snap, snap. Yeah, I think I judge people a lot based on the subtle comments that say a lot about them. You know, like, these subtle, like, judgments they make about, like, other people that are, like, either, like, homophobic, or, like, racist, or, like, sexist, or misogynist, or, like, any of that. And it's so subtle, but, like, I don't know, it just sticks with me a lot. Why does it matter to you? Because it's wrong.
Yeah.
Why does it matter to me?
Because that's how they treat you.
Yeah.
Level 3, date night.
Oh, I thought we were on level 3 already.
No, that was level 2. When I were date night, bro.
Level 2 was third date.
Yeah, this is late night now.
Oh, he said date night.
Right? I know. I'm so sorry. This is late.
Okay. So this is like the final 3
a.m. one? Yeah, it's the final one. Level 3. All right.
I'm scared.
What's your most controversial belief?
Oh, come on. We're going to do that in here?
Not all police are bad. not all men are bad.
I really don't know.
I don't think I have any.
Yeah, they're not, like, really radical.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm, like, very radical. Some people disagree that I think cancer culture is, like, really useless and stupid.
It is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the last thing you cried about? How do you feel now?
Rudy, like, answer that question.
No,
but it was about, like, a movie or TV show.
Oh. I mean, that's okay.
What's the last time you cried? What's the last thing you cried about? So what was it about? When was mine? I don't know when it was. Maybe a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Or a few days ago. I don't remember how long it was because time is weird now. But I think it wasn't even like a big cry. It was just like a couple of teardrops, you know, that I cried just because I felt like crying. Like, I don't know why. I just had this feeling of like, I felt like I wanted to cry, but I just couldn't like bring it out, you know? How do I feel now? Better, I think. So, I don't know. It's like, it comes and goes.
When was the last time we cried?
No, what was the last thing you cried about?
Okay, few nights ago, I don't know why, but like I was just feeling kind of nostalgic, or I don't know, but I just wanted to watch the growing, like, you know, Married Life, you know, from Up, and it shows like Carl and Ellie. Is that his name, Carl?
Yeah.
Like Carl and Ellie, like they grow up, they get married and stuff, and like. That, it just never fails to make me cry. Like, I cry so much. I bawl my eyes out. Like, it's just so sad to see that happening. Like, you just grow up so quickly, and then, like, the saddest part was when, like, Carl was, like, flipping through the adventure book, and then in the adventure book, like Ellie filled it was filled with, like, pictures of them. And then she was like, thank you for the adventure. Now go have a new one. Like, oh no. Like, I cried so much. Like,
that's sad.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was watching it, because I knew it was going to be sad. But I just had to.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like, I love my older siblings so much, especially like my big brother and my big sister. And because of the quarantine, I didn't see them for like 2 months. Yeah. And like they probably didn't see me cry, but like it got me so emotional, because like just them telling me how much they missed me, like I needed that. I was so good, kind.
Aww. I just go to the bathroom. Don't worry.
I just in my bed. Like, don't go to my room.
So that's it, because we're running out of time, because Thomas has to go. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Again, if you want to play with your friends, go to realtalkthegame.com. And play it out. Thanks, Better, for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's it for this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and everywhere else at Teenage Therapy. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.